Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
I suspect that most people have heard of the jack-in-the-pulpit plant, but may not know that it's native to North Dakota. And it might surprise you, but it's not always Jack that's in the pulpit. It could be Jill. Jack-in-the-pulpit, Arismatra phylum, is a member of the arum family, which includes the calla lily, peace lily, Titan arum, and philodendron. Its native range is roughly east of a line from Manitoba south to Texas. It's a woodland wildflower that's been documented in Botno, Pembina, Grand Forks, Trail, Cass, Richland, Ransom, and Sargent counties. Jack-in-the-pulpit grows to a foot or so tall with one or two leaves, each with 3 2-4-inch long leaflets, thus the triphyllum in the scientific name. The flowers consist of a rather large, light green bract that forms a tubular sheath 3 to 4 inches tall and around an inch or two in diameter, complete with a little canopy, the pulpit. Standing tall in the pulpit are lots of small flowers located near the base of a fleshy stem or spadix. That's Jack. The flower is pollinated by small insects such as thrips and gnats. Now things are going to get interesting. Pollen grains, each of which contain 2 sperm cells, are energetically cheap to produce. Female flowers, on the other hand, subsequently produce seeds and fruits, which are energetically expensive. So Jack in the pulpit can somehow assess its energy reserves and reproduce accordingly. If the plant has had a good year and energy reserves are high, it'll produce female flowers. If energy reserves are low, however, the plant cannot afford to produce female flowers, it'll produce male flowers. And if energy reserves are really low, it'll not produce flowers at all. It's interesting to note that the spathe or pulpit tapers downward, so it gets rather crowded towards the base. Male flowers, however, have a small hole in the base where the insects, now likely sprinkled with pollen, can escape and perhaps go on to pollinate another flower. There is no such hole in the female flowers. So those insects likely end up crawling around, pollinating the flowers, and perhaps even die in the flower. I put links to more information on this interesting plant along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.